Glory to God. Amoziki Sobrandike Zura Barianto Zebradizos Lekora Hasidi Marianto Zebroski Iparadis Oleveriando Zedi Malikoze Efelido Zadabrandis Kotsila Harizosis Le Malado Ibrando Parahadino Zedemelika Lora Azinariko Zibrandis Zele Varianto Zele Radiada Basidis. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. This is your pastor, Pastor God's Word, and I want to welcome you once again to this special teaching. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your word that is coming to us. We receive it with much understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. You know, feeding on the word of God is very important. You know, God has given his word to us to build us, to train us, to develop us, to drive out fear and doubts out of our lives. You see, so embracing the word of God and living by the word of God is very, very important. And you can't live by the word of God when you don't know the word of God. That is why we take time to do this broadcast for you, so that as you receive these words, you can build your faith, so that your life will be trained and developed in the way that God wants it to be. Glory to God. So receiving these words is an opportunity that you have. It's an opportunity that you have, and make good use of the opportunities that come on your way. Glory to God. Today I want to share something with you from the word of God, and today the message is the fellowship or the friendship that God have. You see, different kinds of friendship that God have. You get it? You know, when you read the Bible let us know that there are different stages of friendship that God have with his creation and with his children and all. You see, so I want to bring these words to you so that you'll be enlightened, you'll be educated, so that you know where you are and you know where you have to be. Glory to God. So turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want to share something with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. All right. I read from verse 14. It says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness?" Are you following? Let me read it again. He said, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Unequally yoked together with unbelievers. In a simple way, he's trying to tell us that don't be yoked together with unbelievers. Unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? Are you hearing me? Remember, I'm sharing with you the differences of relationship that God have with his creation. You see, it's the first relationship that God have is the relationship with all his creation. God have a relationship with all his creation. That is why the Bible said that God caused the rain to fall upon the good and the bad. You see it? So the first relationship is the relationship God have with his creation. The Bible said that for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible said that the whole creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the same Bible said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell in it. Every single person or every single individual belongs to God. Glory to God. God said, all souls are mine. He said, the souls of the Father is mine, the souls of the Son is mine. He said, by the soul that sinned will be the soul that will die. So God have a relationship with all his creation. Are you hearing me? That is the first relationship. That is the first state of that relationship. That is what the Bible said, that God is not respected of man. But in every nation, men that fear him and do that which is right is accepted of him. You see, so God has this relationship with all his creation. Are you hearing me? When Jesus Christ came to die, he didn't come and die for Christians. He came to die for the whole world. Everybody's sin has been paid for. What is left is for the person, the hearer, to believe. And when you believe, you get saved. It's simple as that. When you believe in what Jesus Christ has done for us, salvation will be yours. Are you hearing me? Salvation will be yours. So God has a relationship with all his creation. Everything that has been created, God has a relationship with it. You see, even the animals have a way of praising God. They have a way of receiving from God. Are you hearing me? If Jesus Christ said, the lilies of the valley, you see, he spoke about the animals who couldn't feed themselves. If the Heavenly Father is able to feed all these things or clothe all these things, how much more you that you are born again? Glory to God. So God has a relationship with all his creation. That is the first step, the first stage of relationship. But it can be better than that. The second stage is better. Are you hearing me? So look at verse 14 again. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Paul is talking to the believers now, and he's trying to let us know that they are unbelievers. People who have not yet embraced or received the message that he brought. The message, the salvation, the message that our Lord Jesus Christ has brought to us. The Bible says that if our gospel is hidden from those that the God of this world has blinded their eyes. And the Bible says that the gospel is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Are you hearing me? So before somebody can become a believer, you are first an unbeliever. Are you hearing me? So when you believe in this message, you move from that state to another state. Are you hearing me? You move from that state where you are to another state. Glory to God. I want to show you something in the book of John. Turn with me to the book of John chapter 1. In the book of John chapter 1. Okay. I want to read something to you. In verse 11. It says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Are you seeing it? So when you believe on his name, you move. Are you hearing me? You move to another state. You move from where you are. We will get back. I want you to keep this very verse, okay? We will get back to it. Go back to the second Corinthians chapter 6, okay? And let me read the verse 14 again. It said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what righteousness had right? It said, for what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? You get it? Paul said, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Those who don't believe in the message. He said, don't come to the same level with them, because you are not in the same level with them. When a man becomes born again, he moves to another state. Are you hearing me? He moved to another state. You move from that place of being unbeliever to another higher state. So the unbeliever is not like the believer. The believer is in a higher realms. Is in a higher class. You get it? They are different class. They are different class. They are animal class. You see it? There is a God class. There are human class. When you move, when you become born again, you move from the human class to the God class. Why? Because you receive the life of God. You get it? You receive the life of God, the life that makes God who He is. Are you hearing me? You know, when you look at the garden, when God created man in the beginning, when God created man, God gave man everything. The only thing God didn't give man was his very life. Man didn't have the life of God. So God told him that when you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. You see, God made man understand that he can die. But God himself cannot die. Why is it that God cannot die? Because of the life he inherits. Are you hearing me? So when you become born again, the Bible said that God has given us eternal life. And he said that this life is in his son. He who have the son have this life. How can you have the son of God when you believe in the son of God? He said, even to them that believe, he made them the sons of God. You get it? So when you believe, you move from the class of the world. You cease from being just an ordinary creature. You become precious to God. You get it? You come to another higher realms of relationship with God. You get it? That is the second stage. And see what he said. He says, and what communion? What concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believed with infidel? I want to read the same translation. I want to read it, the same chapter, from a different translation. That is the Passion Translation. I want to read it in verse 14. It said, don't continue to team up with unbelievers. That is what the Bible said in the book of Psalm chapter. It says, blessed are those who do not walk in the ways of sinners, nor sit on the seat of the scornful. They don't stand on the ways of sinners. They don't sit on the seat of scornfuls. He said, their delight is in the law of the Lord. And upon his word do they meditate in day and night. He said, they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the living water, which bring forth its fruit in its season. He said, the unrighteous or the ungodly are not so. He said, they are like chaff that drives away. You see them blossom today. You see them blossom today. And tomorrow you can't find them. I think, let me read it to you. Let me show you. Go to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. We'll come back here. Psalm chapter 1. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, your word is alive in my spirit. He said, thy word have I kept in my heart that I will not sin against you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. See what it said? He said, blessed is a man, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He don't listen to the advice of the ungodly. You don't listen to an advice that will make you an ungodly. Are you hearing me? You don't listen to an advice that will make you carnal. The Bible says to be carnally minded is dead. It's dead. The righteous does not listen to carnal advice. Okay. It says, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, you see it, his interest, his desire, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. Meditating, thinking about it, conferring it, and shouting it day and night. He says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring forth its fruit in its season. And his leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Why? Because the ungodly is not in the class of the godly. So when you become born again, that is the second step. When you become born again, when you believe and you become born again, you move from that class to a higher class. You see, he said, therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You see it? That is why he said, what has the righteous have to do with the unrighteous? Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, don't continue to team up with unbelievers in mismatched alliance. For what partnership is there between righteous and rebellious? So when a man is not a believer, that person in the sight of God, that person is a rebellious child. That person is a rebellious creature. He has a rebellious personality. And see what he said. He said, who could mingle light with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with unbeliever? They don't have anything in common. So when you're a believer and you think like you are like any ordinary person, no. You don't have anything in common with them. He said, what friendship does God's temple have with demons? The King James says, what does the temple of God have to do with what? Idols. And over here, he said demons. So when a man is not born again, the person is known as or seen as a demon. You see, an idol, a place of demonic fellowship. That is why when somebody is not born again, the person's emotion can easily be led by demons. The person gets angry anyhow, takes decisions by his feelings, do things anyhow. Wickedness. You get it? He said, for indeed, we are the temple of the living God, just as God have said. He said, we are the temple of the living God. God lives in you. You are the temple. You are the temple. That is why he said that be ye holy, for your heavenly Father is holy. The word holy there means kodesh. It means to be separated, to be set apart. Be set apart. Don't be like the rest of the world. Glory to God. Don't be like the rest of the world. Be set apart. You are not like them. Glory to God. So see what he's saying. He says, just as God has said, I will make my home in them and walk among them. I will be their God. I will be their God. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He said, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So the second stage when you become born again is the state where God becomes your God. Are you hearing me? When God becomes your God. When God becomes your God, and you become the people of God. Are you hearing me? The second state is when you move to the higher state. When after being born again, God becomes your God. God becomes your God. Listen, there are people in the world that are not born again. God is not their God. That is why they can easily turn to idol worships. That is why most of them are atheists. Even though they are being created all right, but they don't believe in God. Are you hearing me? They don't believe in God. So after believing, you become what? God becomes your God. That is the second state. You see, and it doesn't end there. There is something better than that too. Are you hearing me? There is something better than that too. There is something better than that too. There is another level that is better than God becoming your God. You get it? There is something, there is a higher realms that is better than that. And let's see it. Let me keep on reading. I hope you are there. You are enjoying the message today. This message is changing your life. Oh, glory to God. Oh, see what it said in verse 17. It said, wherefore? You see it? It said, for wherefore? Come out from among them. He said, come out from among them. And be ye separated, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean things, and I'll receive you. You get it? So he saw that they were among them. So God is saying that when you come out among them, out from them, even though you are born again, there are many born again Christians that are still in the world. They have not yet come out. You see it? They have not yet come out. The Bible says that they that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. You see it? They are those who live there. It's not enough for God to become your God. After he becoming your God, after believing, leave the world. That is why he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When your mind is renewed and you are transformed, you will come out among them, out from them. You will not stay with the unbelievers. You will not stay with the world. You will not do things like the world. You see it? You're not in investing in the flesh. The Bible said that he does so into the flesh by all the flesh ritual corruption. You see, you don't live after the systems of this world. God has now received you. Are you following here? He says, and I'll receive you. I receive you. God received you. That is a third state when God receive you. And see what it says. And I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty God. When God becomes your father, this third state, when God becomes your father, when he receives you and becomes your father. Are you hearing me? This tells us that it's not everybody that is born again that God is his father. If God is your father, you will listen to him. You will live after his word. You will live by his word. You will do things by his word. So if you see a Christian that is still living after the things of the world, that is still going for the things of the world, the Bible said that all these things passed away. Are you hearing me? He says, if any man will love them, he said, the love of the Father is not in him. He said, all these things, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, he said, all these things pass away. He said, if any man will love them, he said, the love of the Father is not in them. Glory to God. So you come out from the world. Be totally separated, consecrated unto God. That is where the reality is. You see it? That is where the blessing is. That is when God becomes your father. And when he becomes your father, then you become his son. Are you hearing me? It says, even to them that believed. I told you, we'll get back to it. In John, it says, to them that believe, he made them what? Let's go back to that verse. I want to show you. John chapter 1. See what it said in verse 12. It says, but as many that receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So when you believe on his name, he gives you something. The power to become the sons of God. How do you become the sons of God? When you come out from them. When you come out from the world. When you stop living after the world. When you stop living after the things of the world. He said, don't touch the unclean thing. He said, and I'll receive you. When you now have the power to become the sons of God. You now have the power for God to receive you. By deciding not to touch the unclean things. That is a third realms. You get it? That is a third realms. It's a higher realms of relationship with God. When God becomes your father, oh dear Lord Jesus. When God becomes your father, he is my father. Because I choose not to touch the unclean things. I choose not to defile myself. I'm living after his word. He didn't say you come and do it for you. He said you do it. And when you do it, he qualifies you. He has given you the power to become his son. And after doing that, touching not the unclean thing, you become his son. Glory to God. Glory to God. But it doesn't end there. There is a higher realms. You see, there is a higher level of relationship with God. Glory to God. Let me show it to you as we wrap up now. Go back to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll read from verse 17. Okay. See what it said. Is it therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. See, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. See, behold, all things are become new. You see, and one thing is that most people don't take time to see how all things have become new. He said, behold, all things are become new. He said, all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Let's go. Paul is talking about himself. He said God has given to him the ministry of reconciliation. He said to wait that God was with Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You see it? God is not imputing or counting your sins against you. Are you hearing me? He said, now, then we are ambassadors for Christ. You see it? He said, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray ye in Christ's stead. He said, we pray ye in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled unto God. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jump to chapter 6. He says in verse 1, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also, that you receive not the grace of God in vain. You see it? He said, for he said, I have heard thee in the time acceptable, and in the days of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Are you getting it? So he said, now we are workers together. You see it? He said, first he said, he has made us ambassadors. Ambassadors, we are agents of change. The higher realms of relationship with God is when you become an ambassador. You see it? He said, we are workers together with God. When you come to the point whereby you work with God, it is the highest realm of relationship. Like God called Abraham his friend. Think about it. And God said, I will not do anything until I reveal it to my prophet. There is a higher realms of relationship with God. When you dedicate yourself to reconcile men to God, when you dedicate yourself to work together as a laborer together with God, Paul was addressing the church. He said, we are laborers together with God, and we beseech you. He told the church, he said, we beseech you. In other words, he separated himself from them. He made them to understand that he is in the higher realms. Glory to God. What life do you want to live? Where are you functioning from? Are you still struggling in darkness? Or you have come in Christ and you are still struggling with the world? Or you have laid aside everything and God has become your father and you are comfortable with it? There is another higher realms you can walk in. Make up your mind to walk together with God. Are you hearing me? Dear Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe you are not born again. That means you have not yet started. God is not yet your God. God is not your father. You are not a worker together with God. I want to pray with you. Pray this prayer with me. Pray after me. Repeat these words after me. The Bible said that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has risen Jesus Christ from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. Pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Father, I call on Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He came to die for me. He brought me life. And right now, I receive this life. I declare that Jesus has risen from the dead. I'm saved. I'm born again. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you pray this prayer, I want you to stay in touch with us. You can follow us, Gospel Hypers. You can check us on Facebook. You can check us on YouTube. You can follow us and your lives will never be the same again. You can get to our WhatsApp platforms through our social medias. And we will nurture you. We will train you with the word of God. And your life will never be the same again. Thank you. And God bless you.